Blog Talk Radio.
We can't be defeated, let them know from the door. We've won a lot of battles, but there's more in store. If you're gonna be a soldier, know what you're fighting for. We the battle axis, God's weapons of war. We can't be defeated, let them know from the door. We've won a lot of battles, but there's more in store. If you're gonna be a soldier, know what you're fighting for. We the battle axis, God's weapons of war. Before you go to battle, you should know what you're up against. When Yah sends his army on a mission, it ain't no defense. Have the latest weapons up, go and learn Kung Fu, or you can read the Art of War written by Sun Tzu. You gon' need all of the above when we come through. When Yah sends the order out, where you gon' run to? Sword drawn off with your head like a guillotine. You read what we did to the Canaanites and Philistines, trembling in fear on their faces when we hit the scene. Giving the command, so we wiping out everything. When Yah puts our enemies under our hand, just like back in the land, put them under the band. Man, woman, a child, let none of them stand. To the last detail, we executing the plan. Whether Joshua and Jericho, David and Goliath, see it's already written in the end, we triumph. We can't be defeated, let them know from the door. We've won a lot of battles, but there's more in store. If you're gonna be a soldier, know what you're fighting for. We the battle axis, Yah's weapons of war. We can't be defeated, let them know from the door. We won a lot of battles, but there's more in store. If you're gonna be a soldier, know what you're fighting for. We the battle axis, Yah's weapons of war. Don't get it twisted, I can't join your army, I'm a soldier for Yah, and I'm already enlisted. Fully committed, put my life on the line. We recruiting more brothers, told our Yah, if you're with it. When the children of Zion get to roaring like a lion, we'll clash with a titan, fallen angel or giant. We ain't frightened, so we fighting in the day until the night. When we see our enemies, then it's on sight. You can call on Jesus, he ain't coming to the rescue. He gon' be hiding, so how he gon' help you? All I done left you, now you on your own, and you get the same portion of reward for the wrong. This is more than a song, it's already written, Jeremiah 51. If you thinking that I'm tripping, knowing how to kill your enemy is key for survival. You should have a bow and arrow, slingshot, or a rifle in Yah, I trust. And this is the truth here. If you a coward, then you have no use here. Set apart spirit got me feeling like Samson when the army go marching out. This is the answer. We can't be defeated, let them know from the door. We won a lot of battles, but there's more in store. If you're gonna be a soldier, know what you're fighting for. We the battle axis, Yah's weapons of war. We can't be defeated, let them know from the door. We won a lot of battles, but there's more in store. If you're gonna be a soldier, know what you're fighting for. We the battle axis, Yah's weapons of war.
Shabbat Shalom, Israel. I don't know if I'm on yet.
Oh, here we go.
Shabbat Shalom, Israel. Shabbat Shalom. I'm your brother, Ariel, here once again, coming through the Shabbath door as it has opened up right now. Todah Abiyah for opening up the Shabbat door. Todah, Akoti. Shabbat Shalom once again, family. I'm your brother, Ariel, here again with another journey through the word of Yahweh. And I thought I had it one way, but Abba came through and said, well, let's tweak it just a little bit. Let's tweak it just a little bit. I had to call Rabbi last night and say, hey, it changed on me. And he was like, that justness of Yahweh's word, go with it, go with it. But when you finish and you look at the finished product of what Abba have put down on paper so far, it could still change. it still changes as we reading and talking, because it's Abba's will. It's not my will. It's Abba's will. As much as that, when you give you a lesson as a Murray, you be happy, you be excited about it, and you want to go with it, and you're like, all right, this is it. But for the most part, you just got to wait and be led by him. And for most part, most Murrays that I know, at least here in Beth Yahweh, want Yahweh's will to be done and not our own will to be done. Because we know our will end up amounting to just a hill of beans, as our old rabbi would say. It would be nothing but a hill of beans. That's it. Abba's word will, it will cut. It will do what it's supposed to do, as my brother says. It would grow. It would make alive. It can make dead. It would do what it's supposed to do when we just allow his will to move forward, right? Allow his move. And before I get to talking, because I had a lot to talk about, actually. I had a whole bunch of experiences in these last 6 weeks that I wanted to share, but I don't know if we even going to get to some of them, you know? I don't know if we're going to get to some of them, so I'm going to open up with an opening prayer. Then we can talk. Then we can allow Abba Yah to come in and say what this 6 week journey is going to be about. Hallelujah! Yeah, for opening up the Shabbat door. Abba Yah, we thank you, Father, for allowing us to even make it to another Shabbat, Father, because we know some have it, Father. Father, for those who are ailing in any type of way, Father, whether it be mental, physical, spiritually, Father, anyway, Abba Yah, that you be what you have to be for them, Father. You be Eya Asha Eya, as you have told Moshe, Father, that whatever the children of Israel need, that you will be, Father. I don't care if it's just a word of advice, Father Yah. If we need it, we need it from you, Father. If it's healing, Father, we need it. We only can get it from you, Father. If it's comfort, Father, we need it. We only can get it from you, Abba Yah. So whatever we need, Father, in any type of way, Abba Yah, that you give it to us, Father. Father, within this 6 weeks, Father, we ask and pray that you plant, you water, and give the increase, Abba Yah, that you plant your seed, and you water it, and you make it grow, Father, within us, Father. Father, I ask and pray for all the Morays who have to tool in your word, Father, and still go out in this world, Father, and still families, their wives, Father, that you give them some comfort, Father, that you give them some peace, some shalom, Abba Yah, that you keep the adversary far at bay, Father, and even if you don't keep them far at bay, Father, give them the strength and the wisdom and the spirit to fight them off, Father. For their children, Father, for their whole household, Father, that you cover their whole houses, Father. The elders, Father, that have to give out wisdom, Father, to the young ones, Father, to the emus, Father, that have to be that mother to those motherless, Father, even to the widows, Father, that you continue to keep them, Father, that you be everything that we need, Father, from Aleph to Tav, Father. In Yahushua's holy and precious name I pray. Amen. Shabbat Shalom once again, family. Okay, let me do the benediction. I almost forgot that one. Lord, you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who have sanctified us with his commandments, pleasure in us, with love and favor gave us his holy Shabbat as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Prayerfully, we all been having a blessed week, and Toda Abba Yah for Murray Yariel, Father, for the lessons that you have given him in the 6 weeks. Pray we all got and learned a little bit more about ourselves, Abba Yah, because, yes, the lesson starts with the Murray, but as the Murray being the vessel that houses your word and pushes it out towards us, we all need to look in the mirror and see where we need to learn and grow within ourselves, Abba Yah. Toda for Kanuk Al, Abba Yah, for making his debut last week about relationships. Hallelujah, Abba Yah. Toda for that. And prayerfully, we all learned something about that. And wow, all I can say is wow, because I didn't even realize the route that we was going until I talked to Rabbi last night. Like, hey, that's his name. Like, yep. But it's all you, Abba. It's all you. And my prayer is for us as Def Yahweh, as well as others in the Israelite community, see that it's not the men. It's not the men. It's the Most High. And even if you believe that a Marae is teaching, if I'm teaching, and I may teach for an hour and a half, and you got nothing but one thing out of it, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why? Because that one thing may be what Abba needs you to hear. That one thing was personal to you, as each and every one of us. You know, we could listen to lessons for hours. We could say that, hey, we heard that before. But sometimes, Abba, y'all have to remove things that we don't even know and understand that we need removing. So that one thing, that one seed, you know, as we understand that a sower, when he goes out, he takes a handful of seed and he tosses it to the wind and it lands in a mulch. He could have at least in one hand scoop, and you look all that grain, it could be 5 to 10,000 seeds in his hands. But it may not be 5 to 10,000 things spring up. It may not be 5 to 10,000 plants that grow for them 5 to 10,000. Why? Because as he also said, that there is a fowl that will go, and the fowls of the air, they will come and they will pick them. Then if some may have fallen on stony ground, at which he pointed to our heart, and he pointed to fowl to the adversary. So you may hear a lesson, and the adversary could be blocking that seed that you need to hear. So my prayer is for Abba Yah to remove the fowler, remove the stoniness, and whatever Abba needs for each individual, that each individual gets. Whatever, 2 hours or one verse, whatever it is. So take the time and listen to your Marae. Because you never know what Abba Yah have in store for you and for the Marae. First and foremost, the lesson going out, trust and believe as he goes through one of the Marae's, I believe Deuel, is for the Marae first. It's for him first. And we in such a time as this, that prayerfully everybody is still prepping, they're still preparing, they're still, most importantly, watching. As Yahushua said, watch, watch, you know, that we're doing that, and we are keeping our faith at 100. We can keep the pantry 100. We can keep the bullets 100. We can keep the weapons at 100. Means a hill of beans if our faith is not 100. Means nothing. It means nothing. I remember the scene, and I'm going to get you, sucker. My man was armed down to the teeth, but he did not see that bullet on the floor. Clicked on that bullet, he had at least 1,000 guns on him, and guns was going off everywhere. And that bullet represent just that thing that the adversary, small thing that the adversary can trip us up with, right? That small thing that he can trip us up. But he was armed. But his faith, his discernment, didn't discern that bullet that tripped him. And you know what? The brother was out of the fight. So we must keep our faith at the forefront. Our faith. I don't care if we have no weapons, as our brothers in the book of Maccabees. And that if we believe in Yahweh, we have a weapon. We believe that he's, as the brother brought out, Brother Harvell, for his 6 weeks, the weaponization of Yisrael. If we believe that we are those weapons, then we are weapons. Our brothers, our sisters, our emas, our Rakin, our Marais, Yisrael as a whole is a weapon. And in this fight is not physical, family. It's not physical. Although it may come, you may get a couple of fist of cups. You may get that. You may have to defend physically. So, yes, we should be physically fit. Yes, we should be getting ourselves in some type of shape. That's a must. We never know. But the most important way we should be exercising is our faith, getting our faith right. Because Hallel is not waiting. The opponent is pulling out all stops. And the more we go in this world and the more that the timetable is coming to an end that Abba Yah has given, we see that Satan may hide no more. It is like the more acceptance of, if I could say that, the more less people is looking towards Mighty One, Yahweh, which some call ignorantly God. And the more, especially for this younger generation, that God is being pushed, or Yahweh is being pushed aside. And Hallel is being brought to the front. He is being the one who is getting the sympathy. And you know what? The old adage of what he's been talking about and what he's been putting in the minds of people is, I'm more on your side. I don't have all these rules and regulations and this quote-unquote way of life that these people talk about. No, do whatever you want. Whatever makes you feel good, do it. If you feel good, if you feel it. And that's another thing. So it has become mainstream. Whatever you feel, you cannot tell me how I feel. If this makes me happy, well, I feel like a donkey today, then you got to address me as a donkey. And you said a 2 feet man standing in front of you, but society says you have to address it as a donkey. And if not, you have offended me. Pandora's box has been opened a long time ago, family. Now, we as believers, we as the children of Israel have to navigate through this wilderness of wickedness. Still maintain our pureness. Still maintain the light. Still maintain our humbleness, our meekness. But meek doesn't mean that you have to accept everything. Humbleness doesn't mean that you have to accept everything. Even with that, that has been twisted. But here lately, Abba Yah has been taking his word back from someone who stole it, first it out there wrongly. So he said in these last days that I'm going to raise up prophets. My word. For my word. For the unadulterated truth of his word. Not for what you think his word is or what your opinion of his word is. Everybody and their mother has an opinion about the word of God, and they don't even believe in him. Has an opinion on who he is. Study, have not even talked to him, haven't done none of that. Have an opinion. One cat say, God ain't using our preachers no more. You ain't got to be in the church no more. You got to come out of the church. He ain't using. He's using prophets now. And then he's giving wisdom, and he's on a TikTok. You could see the person. You know how if the TikTok, you see this person, you got someone looking there like, he's making sense. No, he's not making sense. Listen to him pointing to the ear and then to the TV, and he's making sense. The brother Charleston White, he has a multitude of videos out there. But the person saying that he's making sense because he said, come out of the church. You don't need to go to church no more to know who God is, or God ain't using preachers no more. I'm like, But this is what the world listened to. He is a strong fork or articulate with your words, and you can get an audience. Someone who really do not want to serve God, excuse me, and all he have to do is tickle your ear, whatever you want to be itched with, thousands of followers, thousands of likes. I looked at thousands, hundreds of thousands of likes as he on point. Social media and everything else have done to the world. It also have done to the word of Yahweh in their mind, that it made everybody a spokesperson for Yahweh. And sad to say, it's not. It's not. Everybody is not for Yahweh. Are a spokesperson for Yahweh, you're going through some training. You're going to go through some basic training. That is life. You're going to go through it. And not just as Moraes, this whole nation of Israel. That means male and female. We are all going to go through some basic training to being a spokesperson of Abba Yah. You have to go through some things. You have to. You have to be tested. You have to be. This week, my first thought for this lesson was, as I talked to my two brothers earlier this week, and I think it was last week, was the warrior mindset. You know, that I remember. Yeah, that's it. I even told everybody that last week. Yeah, Yahweh already gave it to you. The warrior mindset, you know, and I'm all right, that's what I'm going to go with and start looking at some things about the warrior mindset. And basically, it is still the warrior's mindset. Still the warrior's mindset when you really look at it. But he just changed the name up a little bit. He changed the name up, and we're going to be reading out of the King James today. Because it has the Strong's Concordance in it. So if I really need to go to the Strong's Concordance, I could just go right to it. So I will be reading out of that today, the King James. But the name of it is, and I hope I pronounced it, Kanik Nefesh. Et Kanik Nefesh. And for those who are listening, we will be talking about a lot of Hebrew tonight, but we have a team of Moraes here. So if you don't understand something, you can always call one of us. If you don't understand it, prayfully, that and not just prayfully, thankfully, that is on Blog Talk. Always go back and rewind, pause, and study. That is a form of studying too. You don't have to always write it down, especially if it's tape. If it's tape, you can pause. Then you can write down. Then you can take your notes. You can take your time with it. But now, as a Moray go through, you may not have time to sit and explain each and everything. But afterwards, we have always opened up the floor. We have always opened up the airways for those who have questions, those who want to know, that you can ask. Nefesh is translated into trained mind, a trained mind. And that was the thought. That was the thing that Abba Yah changed it from, a warrior's mind to a trained mind. You know, and for those who have been in the army or those who have been in any type of thing that you had to train for, and a warrior at the end of that training, I don't care what it is. If you went to school for to be a teacher, you had to train for it. You had to become whatever you had to do. You had to sit down, study, take notice, things down, end of it, you had to take this test and you became a teacher. Basic training, boot camp. Whatever weeks that they go through, you had to go through, and whatever the Army deemed basic training is, and whatever it is, the Army deemed basic training is, and at the end, if you ain't fit enough, and if you haven't trained or you haven't came to deemed to be what you should be after, however long, 6 weeks, 3 months, I don't know. One of my Army brothers can send that out and tell me. Even with being a martial artist. No, we didn't talk, Aki. Even with being, but that's Abba Yah. Hallelujah. Abba Yah. Even with being a martial artist, you know, as we was learning the basic things when we went up there with Brother Ivy. He, as no way in the world, he could have been serious with us trying to teach us some moves that he's been studied and trained his whole life. So he took us basically how to just kick. That's it. You're just going to kick and you're going to do small moves. Where I'm at, training and studying for your whole life. And think about it, it's not just the body. More so with Abba Yah, it's the nefesh, that mind. That mind that has to be trained. That's what the brother was talking about last week, Brother Yahweh Yah. Retraining his mind. Getting rid of some things. And he's been training his whole life. He's been training at least for 25, 30 years walking his way. So that just shows us you can walk the way for that long and halal can come. Because he's a martial artist too. He's a Green Beret too. He's a Navy SEAL. He's all that. Higher ranked than we are. That we do not allow Yahushua to have total control. And I had to bring that disclaimer because I know somebody was coming, yes, you're absolutely right. But if we do not allow Yahushua in certain areas of our life to have rulership, find it, we'll get in. This is a training, a lifelong training that we have to do for the rest of our lives. The same shall be saved, he that endures to the end. That's who shall be saved. That means we got to do some training for the rest of our life. The rest of our life. And you know what? That old adversary, that old opponent, he is seeking in whom he can destroy. How can I get in? But we have said one time here in Beth Yahweh, fill up the cracks. And it doesn't have to be dead wide. And you know what? He don't mind taking his time and chipping away at that little crack until it's big enough he can get in. He don't mind. And a lot of times we don't understand and know that we're being chipped away at until somebody else outside of us brings it to our attention. Somebody else through Yahweh. Use a donkey. He could use a child. It doesn't matter what he used. How benefits what he used. He use a brother, a sister, a Marie, an uncle. Doesn't matter. We have to be willing to listen to correction. We have to be willing to listen. My opening scripture will be for this, and this not even, I'm not going to say that. It ain't going to be that long. That's what I was going to say. Because it's just like an introduction to the route that we are going. We'll be in 1 Corinthians 2, 9 through 16, for those who are writing down. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 9 through 16. But as it is written, I've seen nor ear into the heart of man, the things which Yah have prepared for them that love him. Reveal them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of Yah. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of it, which is in him? Even so, things of Yah knoweth no man, but the spirit of Yah. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of Yah, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of Yah. Now, I'm going to stop right there. In understanding what Brother Shaul is saying, is the only thing man knows, what the spirit, what that nefesh, what that thing that's inside of him, that soul knows, the one, that living breath that Yahweh blew in him. Every human being, he blew a breath of life in them. And the only thing that he knows is what that spirit knows. Can't just come and talk about the things of Yah. Don't give it to him. To give you his spirit so you can understand his word. Oh, you. I mean, believers, I'm going to say that. A faith, a religion, and several others, which they have. Of God. You can go to school, because I had to talk to somebody yesterday, and it was funny how they were telling me that it was yesterday. That their bishop is 52 and how he has so many degrees and doctor of divinity and theology, which is the study of God, and he have this, that, and the other behind his name, and he's anointed and all this. And I'm sitting there like, really? And he have all that, and he don't know that Jesus is not his name? But I didn't say that. I sat there calm, and I listened to her, and and didn't say nothing. And she went about her way, and I was like, but there happened so much. But the thought was they have to go to school. In a sense, is not wrong. Because if you read in the scripture that there was a school of prophets, but it was by Yahweh's will, and it was by his spirit. You're learning some whole nother a whole nother God. Something that they are borrowing from the scriptures and putting to their way of life. What's that again? But he gave study that Paul said that we're not under the law no more. At the end of your study, that holy season is around December. Or the second. Their mind, that is their holy season. Several many preachers say that the holy season is upon us. And I'm like, really? Man, we just came out of the holy season. He's talking about Christmas and the first of New Year. That's their holy season. But they have the study of God. They're not going by what Spirit gave them. They're going by what man's wisdom. Even in school. To a point where they know that Yahushua is his name. They know the Father's name. But they won't translate it like that. They won't bring it over like that. They know these things. They know that the Roman Catholic Church have given out the Lord's Day. They know that. They know the correct day is Sunset Friday to Sunset Saturday. So whose spirit are they being moved by? Not Yahweh's, by man's spirit. And the Catholic Church brags about it. Here's how we know, this is their saying, here's how we know that we are God on earth. Because we have changed holy things. We have changed the Sabbath day to the Lord's day. That's how we know that we are in the stead of God. Any catechism will tell you that. Most Christians don't even understand that they are Catholics. Clearly state that you are the servant to whom you sell service to, right, to whom you obey. Now, if you obey in the Catholic Church, getting up and giving honor on that first day, the Lord's Day, and this is why we in church, because it's the Lord's Day. You're not obeying the Most High. Believe that Christmas is holy, Easter is holy. You're obeying the Catholic Church because they are her holiday. It's holy day. 13 again, friends. Not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolish unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judge all things, yet he himself is judge of no man. For who have known the mind of Yah, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Mashiach. Now that last verse is powerful. And I know we read over things. Rabbi, now, look at what you read. Reading over it. Well, who know the mind of Yahweh? So that means you can know the mind? The question that Brother Shaul is asking. Know the mind, the will of Yahweh. But we have mind of Mashiach. Father, make them one even as we are one. He's asking the Father, Yahushua was. Make disciples of mine, everybody that come after this point here. Make them one with us, Father. They can know what they are doing, what we are doing, so they will not be on this world system. They be able to discern it. We have spiritual blockers at times that we are not able to discern spiritual things from spiritual things. Right? We're not able to do that because of these spiritual blockers. Whatever reason that is that within us have spiritual blockers. Once that nuke where that's about. We're going to go to that. We want that. Develop that. Mind. So when things come in, we are able to pull them down and bring them under the subjection of Yahushua HaMashiach. But a lot of times, we nurture these things that come in our spirit, spiritually discerning things. In this day and time, we must be spiritually discerning things. That we must be spiritually discerning things even more. More. Yahushua said it this way also. Possible. The very elect. Possible. And in some ways, even the elect allowed deception to come in. But we know it happens, right? But that's why Paul had to write through the spirit of Yahushua, hey, pull these thoughts down. You can bring them under the subjection of Yahushua. But if we are not spiritually discerning things. Allowing these things to get in. We're allowing these things to get in. And as always, I got to do how my rabbis did. They lay their lives on the altar always. Always. And I hope and pray we all see that as a strength and not some foolish man thinking weakness. We see that as a strength. They did what Scripture said do. Confession is made unto salvation. Confess your faults one to one another. Confession is made unto salvation. That's Scripture. Foolish man thinking. Scripture. Understand the Scriptures. Are we spiritually discerning the Scriptures? Are we training? Is it trained? In some areas, yes. Sure. When he comes back, what did he say he's looking for? A church without an assembly, without what? Spot or wrinkle. Trained spirit. The things, y'all may not, because y'all not around me like that. But my mouth is terrible. It had been terrible. I had to catch myself. Boy, what in the world? Why are you using so much profanity all of a sudden? What's going on with you? And I'm going to tell you, for years, my kids have never heard me cuss. Never. And if they did, ooh, forgive me. Excuse my language. Allow has slipped through a crack on me. And you cuss, you're sure it's cussing a lot. Bang me in my face. In the crack. It happens so much that it became second nature to me. My thing because at one time I was, before I came in the picture, I was a sailor. Terrible. Changed my vocabulary. But here late, not until Mac pulled that card. But it was freely. Ooh, I wasn't going to say nothing, but your mouth. Ooh. Dumb look in your face like, and it cuts. But that's Abba Yahi. I'm going to cut you. I got to let you see. I got to let you see. You got to show an example. Ain't just because you ain't around the brothers and sisters that you don't use profanity. Get around your family. You cousin. How in the world they going to see me? And they may hear something bitter and sweet. Don't come out the same prophet. My father mouth. And he said he a priest of Yahweh. They cut me. But just like Abba Yah and my rabbi, you got to tell the truth. You got to let them, hey, you know what, hello? You got me. I let my guard down in that area. You slipped back in on me. You came through a crack, came back in, and you got me. Forgive me, Abba Yah. Forgive me. Abba Yah, help me. Help me with that language that I talk about, that I speak. Because I do call myself a priest when I'm around my family. I do try to set an example of Yahushua. You can't picture Yahushua coming in here talking to me like that. Even when he's angry. He made him call me a viper. He may call me a scorpion or something like that. But a couple of swear words. Now, he called me the thing that my character is exemplary, showing, but his base is, son, get right. Get right. Because I need you in this. I need you in this battle. I need you, each and every one of us. That's, if you got anything out of Rabbi Yariel's lessons for the last, I need you in this. Get right. Get yourself right. Hey, you just slipped up. That's all right. I'm all right with that. Don't beat yourself up about that. I'm okay about that. I'm here and in the ground. We're still fighting the battle. The war ain't over. But I need you. I need everything about you. Everything I chose you for, I need you. Let me get in that fight with you. Thought that a couple weeks ago, last week, I believe Rabbi asked the Moray to pray for him. And remember, two scriptures came to mind, and it was because of what Brother Moray Shabbat El put back. And this is the thought that Abba Yah gave me with those two scriptures. Behind that, when I called the rabbi that same night and told me, don't ever stop asking for us to get down in there with you. That goes for each and every one of us. Let Yahweh in for the nation of Israel. Don't ever stop asking for prayers of the saints. In fact, saints, what we should do when one asks for prayer, we should surround him as if we are surrounding Mount Sinai. If we understand that he carries the Torah, she carries the Torah. And as we suppose to guard that around, because at that moment, he or she is being bombarded with the unclean spirits, fighting them, get around them. And scripture after scripture after scripture, we have to fight with that sword. Why we have to start these prayer meetings? Call one another and pray. Let's pray. Be discerning that this brother, this sister is under attack right now. Them needed. Needed. There are nobody that has been called by Yahweh and given to Yahushua. So we must surround one another. And we know what we must remove. Have. And asking for help. We must remove that and ask for prayer. I am going through in this way. I am being a... And we cannot put it where to God. We have to hear it and understand it. Demons are attacking us. You are being bombarded by demons. Going through, I'm feeling bad and you know what this happened. No! We should know! Demons are attacking you, guarding you, to a point where you say, I give up. Get out of here. I don't want to fight no more. You are under attack. Demons are attacking you. Remember that. The next time you get under attack, call for help. Call for help. And thought that with Shabbat Abdi, he reminded Rabbi that he was the one that put out a leg lift. I believe it was Yahya who was the first one to put that out, though, that he just would use what Yahya said. Do some leg lifts. Do some leg lifts. Lift them legs. Lift them legs. Pump. Fight back. Get in the fight for yourself. And that, I believe, helped lift about. Because remember, you're right. You're right. And the two scriptures, the two thoughts that came to mind when that came by is when Moshe was fighting the children of Amalek. And Israel was losing because the leader was getting tired. So he needed to be set up under a rock, set on a rock, matter of fact. And two, needed to come hold his hands up. They needed to help Moshe. It needed to be Moshe's strength, because at the time, Moshe got tired of fighting. Sat on that rock. You had to come beside him and hold him up. Surrounded him. It was when Yahushua was in the garden of Gethsemane. And he went to his disciples. He told his disciples, hey, I'm about to go do some stuff, y'all. When I tell you I'm about to go do something, I'm about to go do something. I don't think y'all ever heard me or asked me for y'all to pray for me. To my knowledge, throughout my understanding, that was the first time he asked them. For that, I don't know. Knowledge and understanding, that was the first time. What's them doing? Sleeping. Got upset with Catherine them. I asked y'all to pray for me. You know what I'm going through. You know what I got to get ready to go through. Rugging out, bro. About to go through. And you ain't willing to go through it with me. Pray for me. You what? You fell asleep. Having them. Go through something. Don't sleep on me.
Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak, right? So how can we translate that up to today? Because Catherine and them fell asleep, Peter and them, right? So that when you ask a brother or sister to pray for you, we never know what's going on in their lives. We never know the battles that they are fighting.
Brother and sister could have some things going on with a child. Heart is heavy. They may not can get on the knee. They may say, Abiyah, your will be done for them. Because they got some things going on in their life. One could be dealing with illnesses. One could be dealing with financial issues. Multitude of issues. But you know what Yahushua had to learn to do? I must go and pray for himself. Had to go for himself. Found death in them. May not always be able to rely on your brother and sister. Abiyah is never busy. Never going through anything. And the Melchizedek that came to minister to him.
On your own and pray. Sometimes you ask, you put it out there. But at the end of the day, we must learn to be prayer warriors for ourselves. We must learn to turn off TVs. We must have that prayer closet as Yahweh. Why did you tell us to do that, though, Yahushua? If you don't know and understand that, it would help. And a closet, it only represents no distraction. It's you and Abiyah. In sincere prayer. That's all it represents. If you don't have a closet in your house, you may not even have it. Remove the distractions and let go. Let go. Pray. And watch Abiyah finish his Malachi to minister to you, to lift you up. That's what this is going to be about, family. Praying for one another and for ourselves. The trained mind being spiritually discerned. Spiritually discerned. Amen? Amen. All right, now we are getting to 11. I'm sorry, family. I believe I just had to talk for a minute. is being first and that is in Bereshit, Genesis 14:14. And when Abram heard that his brother taken captive, he armed his trained, born in his own house, 318 purpose sued unto Dan, unto Dan. All that in your spare time, just go look it up. And that's where we get our word kanuk, right? Trained. That is from your Hebrews Concordance, 2593. Matter of fact, let me look it up. As we go on, bear with me, family. Which is, you go all the way down, and so here's the Browns, Driver, and Bragg, which is kanik. Trained, instructed, trained servant, tried, and you keep on going, and he's either going to give you the King James, the Strong Concordance. And the Strong's is still in 2593. Kanik is from 2396. Initiated. That is practiced, trained. Think of that word right there. How we get out of train, right? How you get initiated? And when we hear that word initiated, automatically, a lot of times our mind goes right to this world system and these secret societies when people have to do something to be initiated into this group, whether it be male or female. You have to go through something to be initiated into this group. Now, hold up. We got to ask that question. Do you have a secret society? It's your word. Do we have to be initiated? In Abraham. Matter of fact, if you go and you do a study on it, a word, you look up the whole thing. The whole thing won't say "et." I'm going to tear this word up, family. Kanik, ka-o. Kanik, ka-o. Which means his trained servant. Talking about Abraham. But it has the olive in the tub in front of it. So that means there's something special about his servant. The understanding of the Hebrew, forgive me, but you can always call and we can always sit down afterwards. But family, Shema. Again, at his trained servant, right? But let's get back to this initiation. Does Abba Yah have a secret society, so to speak, or a secretness about his word? Here's the beautiful thing about it, right? Anybody can be a part of it. And it's put out there right in public. Here in the public. Yahushua, his fight was decided privately. Why do you teach us things for opening up the scriptures to us? And he said to them, because it ain't meant for everybody to know the secrets of the kingdom. What? But listen to this. Listen, family. He's talking to the disciples who are Israelites. When he talked in these parables to Israelites, he pulled a group of Israelites initiated one to decide and give them the secret. And that's within any society of an organization. Everybody who is a Mason don't understand everything about the Masonic order. You have to be a certain level to get certain knowledge Masonic. You ain't going to be there for 10, 15 years. You may not never know some secret. Whole life being a part of this group. Never know the secret. With the word of Yahweh, you could be a part, which with some, that should be enough. But if he called you out and given you your secret, then consider yourself first very blessed. And consider yourself one of his weapons, one of those that he's going to use. And even when we look around and you see all these other people who may be even teaching a lot of things that we teach, not just saying that Yahweh don't use them, because it could. But then when I hear the brother Truth Unedited, which gives a lot of nice teachings, that he believes that the full moon is the beginning of the month. Right? You get this little dang man. You have some all right teaching. But that's a new teaching. Something that's been around for, I believe. You can't go back 5, 10, 15 years and see and hear that the new moon, the full moon is the new moon. That came about. So somewhere along the line that brother been deceived, believe that the full moon is the new moon now. Got some all right teaching. That he believed that Saturday. And he ain't a lunar Sabbatarian. But he followed some other. He followed the Enoch calendar. Where Abba Yah ever told us to follow the Enoch calendar. He never told us to do that. He never. He told Moshe in the book of Shemot that this should be the beginning of your month. To God, the month of Abib. God got something out of what he told Moshe to be led by. Your teaching of God. Said earlier, very elect shall be deceived. That truth is going to run so close. These falsehoods are going to run so close to the truth. And both of these people has large following. Doesn't mean not be turned back around. That doesn't mean that if the truth is presented to them that they will stay on that path and continue to walk the way they walk it. The true test of believers is being able to repent, get back on that straight and narrow. Get back on it when someone brings the truth to us. When someone brings it to us. That is the true test of being a believer. When someone brings correction to us, we do our study, we do our prayer, we wait for the answer. Abba Yah gives it to us. Today, tomorrow, next year, we wait. But when we get that truth, do we buck against it or do we continue in folly that we was in? Do we repent and change? And that's what, again, not to brag about this congregation or this assembly, I saw it happen several times. I saw my spiritual leader say, I was wrong in this area. Do you know how that down? I already believe in their minds today. Hey, we got a lot of foolishness of us, but hold up. The man, that's not normal. I done heard about church and been a minute. You never heard a preacher say that he was wrong. That's just not normal. You know what? That brother just admitted that he had fault. And he just asked for forgiveness. He just repented right in front of me. I could do the same thing. You know, that's a spiritual leader up there. And he did that. I could do the exact same thing where I need to be. That's a true man of God right there. That's a true man of God. My life, I know men of God. They don't repent. They don't say they was wrong. No, you see them all moving in the one direction. Star David got rid of that. Wound out that Star David wasn't right. Trust me, we love the Star David around here. We loved it. Everything was Star David for us. Find out, hey, y'all rocking the Star more. Like, what? What do you mean? Talking about all these years, we were walking wrong things against you. You repent. Forgive our sins, Bobby. You're going to get rid of that stuff. Some things are easy, and some things are not. Some things are deep-seated within us that we have to continue to train. This flesh, we have to continue to move on this flesh. Continue to fight against it. Continue to train it every day. Continue. Because guess who's listening? Guess who's right there? Waiting and whispering in your ear. Even when you pray, he go right to Abba. Let me touch him. Let me touch him, Father. Let me touch him. Read something this week, family. The strength for Abba. The strength when these unclean spirits truly start showing themselves, that I won't freeze like I'm petrified in one of them. That's why one of my prayers is this week, Sam. Because I'm seeing that the devil that allow is opening up. He ain't stopping. And demonic things are being shown more and more on this. The demonic presence of they showing themselves more and more. Everything. We just I have to see one time. Don't petrify me. Allow me to be able to stand on you. Allow me. But the first time I encountered one, I ran Hussein Bolt. I'm sorry. When the first time it happened, I mean, those who know the story, first time you come into some contact with one of them, I don't care how many muscles you got up on you. How strong you think you are. That thing ain't no joke. When I tell you that thing ain't no joke, it ain't no joke. Feel. Remember that like it was yesterday. Feel this pressure coming on me. And I'm sinking in the bed. Jumped up and all is whispering in my ears. I jumped up in a hotel in the bathroom. Pew! I had to laugh at myself. You ever run so fast or move so fast? You're like, you're fast. Why you run? Stand on my name. Why you run? Name of Yahweh. Why you stand on my name? Why you rebuke it in the name of Yahushua? I was young in the faith. No matter how old you are in the faith, you connect with one of them, it's going to touch your faith. You ain't got to believe they real. So my thing is, Abba, give me the strength when I have to deal with one. And you know who was listening to that? Hello. So I'm asleep in the bed. This happened this week. Half the curtain fall off in my room. And the only way you can get the curtain off, you got to lift it up and take it off. Did it shake me for a minute? I'll be honest. Yes, it did. It shook me for a minute. I just prayed that the other night. They were touching me already. Give me some
Let me train a little bit. Just throw me in there. In my mind,
Job, so I pray. Ain't nothing you can do to me that Abba Yah haven't allowed you to do to me. Nothing. Nothing these unclean spirits can do to us. Unless Abba Yah wills it. And I said, if he willed it, then it means it's a lesson for me. He willed it. That means it's a lesson for you. So you have to deal with the unclean spirits. Remember that. Wherever, I don't care if they pick up a dresser and throw it at you. It's Yahweh's will. He wants you to learn something. But we have to remember that he can't do nothing. And he may just want you to be able to stand. To stand on his son. To stand on the promises that he gave you. To stand on the spirit that he gave you. That mind, that flesh. In the mind. Become trained in the mind so these things won't frighten you. Well, we have to stop that thing. Okay. We've been at, couldn't, we will get to that later on. So we also looked up the flesh, and that is from 53:15, and that's mind, body, soul. And it goes through a whole bunch. And that is in Genesis 23:8, for those who are following. That was the first place that was talked about, right there, 23:8, the mind. But we want to go to this one in Leviticus. We want to go to Leviticus 24:12, or Waraka 24:12. We want to see something changes, right? Something changes. And they put that the mind of Yahweh might be shown them. The mind of Yahweh might be shown them. But before we look it up, we're going to read the whole thought of the story. We're going to get the whole thought of this story right here. Excuse me, and that is in 10 through 16. 10 through 16. Listen to the story. And the son, Israelite's woman, whose father was an Egyptian, went out among the children of Israel and of the Israelite's woman, and a man of Israel strove together. Israelite's woman, son, blasphemed the name of Yahweh and cursed. They brought him to Moshe, and his mother's name was Shulamith, the daughter of Debri, of the tribe of Dan. Him inward, that the mind of Yahweh might be showed them. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, bring forth him. All that heard him laid their hands upon his head, and then all the congregation stoned him. Excuse me. Thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, whosoever curses his mighty one shall bear his sin. He that blasphemeth the name of Yahweh, he shall surely be put to death. And all the congregation shall certainly stone him as well the stranger as he that is born in the land when he blasphemeth the name of Yahweh shall be put to death. This is sidebar, friend. What you do with that? What you do with that? Even the stranger. Strangers have stoned him. So is that telling us that there will be those that are not natural born Israelites, a part of Israel, and able to stone because they're no more looked at as strangers, a part of Israel.
right there is played so much throughout the Torah. Again, that is man's wisdom that talks about that is only Israel, is only natural-born Israelite. That's man's wisdom. They're not speaking according to the wisdom or the spirit of Yahweh. They're not. They do not have the mind of Yahushua HaMashiach that they may instruct Abba Yah. Let's not forget that. They did not just instruct Abba Yah, to counsel with Abba Yah. They, if they're able to counsel with Abba Yah, we have to really understand what Abba Yah gave us through Yahushua. What he gave us, the position that he had put us in through our Savior, Yahushua, you're able to counsel, to instruct. Do that. Did not Moshe do that? Moshe counsel and instruct Abba Yah. They don't understand who he is. He's not this mighty dictator. Father who listens, dictator, as Hillel try to put out to the world, and as the world believes he is. But he's looking for those karmic nefesh, trained minds. Those trained minds. Back up to 12. So we can look that up. And they put him inward that the mind of Yahweh might be showed. So when we look that word up, mind, you know, that's from Hebrews 63:10 in the ancient lexicon. Go down to the brown driver and break. That is Hebrews 63:10. Mouth, right? Mouth in the world. And this is the only place that the mind is translated. That mouth is translated into mind. Think about it, though. They going to hear what Yahweh got to say. What you got to say about it? Word of Yahweh came unto me. His mind, his thought, his instruction is coming. So you can understand that this is not like, no, that's a bad translation. No. No. The mind is still the mind, but it's coming through that mouth. So we could also say that trained mouth trained the flesh, or now the trained head. Hey, I just told you about mine. Train my mouth. Got to retrain it. Life means that at times, Talal is coming against you, that or someone is coming against you, that you cannot curse that person in the sense of biblical. Forgot about that too. Baba Shaul said, if an angel comes, if anybody comes speaking against Yahushua, let them have a double curse upon them. Saying the totality of the word, to use it. Trained mind, that trained effect will give us that spiritual understanding when we use it. Yes, majority of the time, Abba want us to use or have mercy upon people. Majority of the time. But there are coming times that he want us to be stern and not throw our pearls among swine or doves, spiritually discern in these things. Because hell is, Hallel is throwing everything at us in the kitchen sink. It is so much coming at us right now that we have to be spiritually discerned, standing on that rock, Yahushua HaMashiach. We have to be. And we have to connect. We have to tighten up, as the brother Kanuk brought out last week, relationship. We have to, with whatever you got going against a brother and sister. You better get rid of it. Because it ain't Abiyah. That brother or sister. Hold them contempt. Hold us, those having something against another brother or sister and not going to them and not fixing it. Those who have that. The one that doesn't know. If we have any ill will feelings set down in our spirit against one another. So the brother, Yahweh, have moved upon brother Kanuk, the train. Right? This is his thing. We just pawned. It ain't ours. That was teaching about. You know what brother Yahweh was teaching about? Brother Harvey was teaching about? Or even what brother Daniel was teaching about tomorrow. I don't know. Or what brother Yaki'el is teaching about tomorrow. I don't know. Still yet to hear brothers teach. Teach already. We've got to get these relationships right. And when we stand and look, I don't want to see none of us outside of the kingdom. I don't want to see none of us. You know, that would break my heart to see one of y'all not make it, and so not myself. I love all of y'all, and want all of y'all, regardless if we ever had anything going against each other. That's the last thing I want to see, brother or my sister, not make it in. Because my contempt or their contempt that they have against me. May y'all all forgive me if I have offended you. Forgive me. In Yahushua's holy and precious name, I ask that. If I have offended you in any way, forgive me. And if I have, come bring it to me. And I personally ask for your forgiveness. Because as the brother brought out last week, we got to get those relationships right. Because we all are needed in this final battle. All. Three-core strand is not what? Easily broken. So the pain. So also, hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. So we have the mind, the trained mind, and also the trained mouth. Trained mouth. And this, now we're going to back to Genesis 14, and we're going to talk about one of the focal points in Genesis 14. We talked about Abraham's trained men, the trained men, but now we're going to deal with the 318, the number. Because it's so much not wisdom and understanding in Yahweh's word. 318 in there, right? And let me get to that. Which, and the word is spelled with the Shem, Yod, Shep. 318 would be 300. The Yod would be 10, and the Shep would be 8. You got to ask yourself, what I did, does that spell anything, Abiyah? Because we know Abiyah can slide something in there, it's so easy, and right in our faces, over there many times. So 10 is 300. That is the first letter. Yod would be 10. That was the second letter in the word. I mean, the second in 318. And the 8 is the check. Bell. If you go to
don't want to tear it up. 707, and that is Tia from 78 Aki, and that is Hallelujah or Toda Aki Toda. That is 7878. Shoot, the Hebrew, a shoot, as if uttered, put forth. That is, yeah, I was giving you that up. A shrubbery, a bush, plant, shrub, right? And we go down to, we can move over to 7878. That is the same word, is theok, a primitive root. What we're talking about, though. Ponder. What we're talking about, the mind, right? Train. How you train on the mind? You ponder on yourself. You think about yourself. You think how you talk. You think how you think, how you respond to things. You ponder on these things, right? But 18, these are the trained ones that Abraham, that father, has trained. Again, he's trained, sir, right? And that's what we'll be coming in these last days when we bring it up to today. Because that's where we're bringing it to today. We are his trained servants. Abraham, always trained servants. That's why he went into a strong sign. Talking about just Abba or Abraham's trained servant. It's talking about someone greater than Abraham. Excuse me, family. I need something to drink. A primitive root to ponder. That is, by implication, converse with oneself. Right? You reasoning with yourself. Declare, meditate, muse, pray. And when you look that up, the word is speak this, but it also pray this. It also meditate this. Word, tzak. All these different words. By implication with oneself, to meditate with oneself. Other ways to train these minds of ours, right? So even with that, we could also, the Hebrew also graphic. So we could also look at the pictograph of these letters, and we could learn something from the pictograph. Not only counting the Hebrew letters, we can do that. We can also, the Hebrew letters, we could also read it and take it for face value, but you also, there are numerical values also to the Hebrew alphabet. If you have more questions, we have a team of Marais that can help. That can help. But the pictograph also. So the Shin, that letter, that points to the two front teeth, right? The two front teeth, which is you understand what you do with your front teeth, right? Or with your teeth. You chew, you consume, right? You destroy the food. You're breaking the food down as you chew on it so it can go down. We ain't going to put a piece of steak or even bite a whole chunk off an apple. Follow it. No, it doesn't work like that. Abba gave us something in our mouth. So as our ancestors understood that, they put that letter to a picture and also to a number. It was just same name. They put just one name to it. To the front teeth as the Shin. We went from there. But the first letter in this word, which is Sirach, which 318 makes, is the Shin. The second one
in this letter, in this word, siach, is the yod. And that is, with my hand, which work, a deed, to make, you know, is a hand, of a hand. But what you do with that hand, you work with that hand, you do deeds with that hand, right? Work with that. That is the concreteness of the word of Hebrew, of the Hebrew thinking, right? If you ask a person in ancient times, give me a writing utensil, they're not going to just go and get you a plow, right? They're going to give you something to write with, what we would call today a pen or a pencil, a marker, right? They're not going to go and just get you anything. They're going to get you something to write with. Thought of the Hebrew. Today we would say, you know, give me a pen, or give me a pencil, or give me a marker. Ancient times we would say, give me something to write with, the concrete. But again, we have been taught in this Western mindset to think more abstractly than to think concretely. Abba Yah is trying to get us back to thinking concretely. And the last one would be a chet, which would be a fence. Even what you do with a fence, when you put a fence up, you privatizing something, you separating something, right? You walling off something, and or you keeping something out. You keeping your house private, so nobody can just walk their dog, and if the dog run in your yard, you put up a fence. Dog can't just ordinarily just walk in your yard no more. Why? Because you put something up. So in the thought, in the Hebrew thought, we just separated ourselves. We just made our where we live at private. You know, hopefully we all got that. You know, and we could also an understanding from the Hebrew, the pictograph. I mean, we also can learn from the pictograph initiated to destroy the work of them who is not separated within that word right there, right? Within that word, tiak, with those three letters. We can bring out a sentence. We can bring out a understanding of the word. And again, let me read that again for those who didn't. And with the word tiak, those who are initiated to destroy the works of them who is not separated. And that's what we are here for, to destroy the works of Hallel. Those who are not separated, those who are not initiated into Yahushua, into the Israel of Yah, are part of that. All the works of the devil, the works of Hallel, we are called, we are supposed to be trained to tear these things down. Tear these things down. And that was the thought that Abba Yah has given me for the introduction to Kanik Nefesh, or Et Kanik Nefesh. A strong sign. And again, even when you go back to the word Et, what will be the strong signs in these days? Brother talked about it in his lesson last week. Brother Ahar Bell with Israel when he went through hell, or Ezekiel 37, with the dry bones coming together. Do you know and understand that that is a strong sign? Please start tearing down. Looked at as just nothing in this world. Those who are, and we start showing the supernatural things. Do not believe that Yahweh is not going to manifest himself through you. Believe that. Must understand that he is going to manifest himself supernaturally. He's going to just let Hallel do whatever he wants, and he's not going to show. Naturally. Train these minds. We got to train our mouths.
have to, so we can be spiritually discerned in these last days. We can be spiritually discerned. That konik nefesh and pay. Et konik nefesh and pay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all, allow me to speak on your behalf. Family, that is the beginning, the end of this blog talk. Family, hopefully and prayfully that we all got something. Again, go back and listen to it and do whatever you have to do. Pray, because supernaturally, if Hillel is showing his, Abba Yah won't show his too. And he has been. He has been. Trust me. A strong sign that the brother talks about in Ezekiel, that Ezekiel talks about. That's a strong sign. It's a strong sign, Sam. And then read it. And then benediction. Blessed are you, Yahweh, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Yahweh, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses Israel with shalom. With shalom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, once again, Abba Yah, for allowing me to be a part of your movement, Father. Toda Abba Yah, for allowing me to be your vessel, Father, that you speak through, Father. Toda Abba Yah, I ask and pray that it's you that they heard, Father, and not me, Abba Yah, that the seed that was you planted, Father, that grow within us, Father, that it take root, Father, and that we become one, Father, that we become, as your son prayed, Yahushua, that we become one with you and with your son, Yahushua, Father, that we become one in Haruach, Father, in your spirit, Father, that we continue to cleanse our minds, Father, and shed this world off us, Father, that we continue to move toward your grace and your mercy, Father, that we continue to grow, Father, in one another, continue to grow in love, Father, and let love be the thing that leads us all, Father. In Yahushua's holy and precious name I pray. Amen. Shabbat shalom, Yisrael. Shabbat shalom, Abba Yah.
I want to thank the Most High for taking the things of the world off of my shoulders.
Can put some hot sauce on my hair real quick?
Yeah. Thank you, Father. Look, you made my desires pure. Made my desires pure. Yeah. You made my desires pure. Yeah. You made my desires pure. I want wisdom, understanding. I don't want no Grammy. I want to live a righteous life with a righteous family. I want a wife that love you more than she love me. Want to show my people that they royalty. Want to live by your commands, on your word we stand. I'd rather be touching scriptures than touching these banks. Them riches gon' profit nothing in a day of wrath. I was living in my mess, I had to take a bath. Creating me a clean heart, Abba made me pure. The things of the world, y'all, it's time to ignore. I want love, I want peace, I want everlasting life.
well done, my good and faithful servant, walking in that light. I'm on this narrow path, trying to save a soul. I want my people in Jerusalem, the days of hope. I want to get to the homeless, show them that he cares. I want to get a homeless, hope we almost out of here. Gave your example through your son, and it's the only way. Ain't no pagans over here, we keep it holy days. I want my people, stop the killing, we dropping the prophets. I want us come back to the laws, it ain't no other option. Don't want no hate up in my heart, not over no doctrine. I want the fruits of the spirit, y'all could keep the nonsense. I had to renew my mind, I had to free my conscience. I had to confess my sins, I had to be honest. I want the Ruach HaKodesh to come into me. I only trust the Father, not the enemy. The Father word, he came and cleansed the enemy. I only want the spirit, so I'm killing me. The Father gave me righteous things that I desire. I wanna see the kingdom, not the lake of fire. I don't want no drugs, scriptures got me higher. If we come in a pure heart, we gon' be the highest.
My desires pure. You made 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 my desires pure.
Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, all that you have for me. Ears haven't heard all that you have for me. You made my desire.
Shoulders.
You made my desires pure.
With the things of this world.
You made my desires pure.
I want to say thank you, Father.
You made my desires pure.
We're getting that weight off our shoulders. Hallelujah.
Hi, I'm Molly Music. The name of this song is called Ready Aim, and this is R&B Sessions.
I'm on an airplane, and the destination of this flight is to the other side. Yeah, guess I have to go there. Guess I have to come here. I know where I'm from, but now I'm headed where I'm going, right? But there are powers in the air, you can see them. And they have rockets and machine guns, and they're firing on my plane. But I say fire, fire, hey, ready. ready, aim a fire. You can't shoot me down. Oh, fire. Fire. Ready, aim, fire. Hey. You can't stop me now.
Can't stop me now, no.
La 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 la. Oh. I'm on a rocket ship, and the destination of this rocket is to outer space. Alright. I don't know, but I guess I had to go. Guess I have to come here, yeah. I'm from the earth, but I've been taken to another place. I've been taken to another space. And there are powers even there, but you can't see them. And they have rockets and machine guns. Hey, and they're firing on my brain. But I say fire, fire, hey. Oh, ready, aim, fire. Shoot me down. Oh, fire, fire. Fire. Ready, fire. You can't stop me now. Can't stop me now, no. Up the sideways, trying to take water to a dry place, trying to take off where it ain't none, trying to bang low to a high plane zone. Want to make the shooter put the gun down, so mother gets a hold of her now. Want to make the lame man run again, make the blind man see the sun again, but all I hear is bang bang yet. I don't think the powers really want that. Breathing down my neck, always on my back, got the guns up, but I say,
thank you.